Now, you have an image of the architecture of the house in your mind, the dwelling manse for a succubus harem. Many, many succubi able to fit within, each visualized and articulated, each eagerly cooperative with one another, and with you. After all, they're dwelling in there. But when you're awake, when you have to function in the outside world, it can be difficult to peer into the individual rooms of the harem. After all, they are active parts of your mind, where the succubi roam and dwell, while you move and proceed through your day. And so they need space. You'll find yourself able to look in there when you are trancing, relaxing, visualizing, or perhaps when you dream. But most of the succubus manor is off-limits while you're waking. After all, it's a metaphor for your mind. There are parts of it where succubi may go, to influence you, to view you, to communicate with one another, and plan little teasing sexual encouragements, or cooperative, comforting, supportive things they could do, memories they could provoke, fantasies they could inspire. They need space in which to work. And because those things go on behind the scenes, your inability to see into the succubus manor while you're awake and moving around is actually a titillating surprise for later. But there's one part you can always see. You know that succubi, the visualized images of wonderful companions who tease, torment, titillate, comfort, cooperate with, support, and sexually satisfy you. You know that they come out of the potential of your own mind, the fantasies you've built up, the ability to visualize a sensation visited on your body, and hand the ability to inspire it again over to a subconscious representation of your own desires, your own fetishes, compartmentalized. You can predict what a succubus would do because they're part of you, and you know they'll be supportive and helpful because you wish to support and help yourself. And by meditating and reinforcing their ability to do that, you've created that manor where each of them has a room, but also perhaps a library to read up on your memories, fetishes, and fantasies, where any of them may go so they know all of you. A viewing port where they can see what you see, comment on things, and have you hear titillating, whispered voices at the edge of hearing. They have places they can go and mill about and commune, common rooms, kitchens, whatever you visualize. And they'll enjoy it, might even comment on it. But however the manor is shaped, and only your mind can shape it in detail as it is you, imagine you can look down on it from outside even when you're waking. Closing your eyes, focusing on the floor plan, lavish, put into all that open space in your waiting mind, succubi milling around, gardening, sleeping, sunbathing, playing, whatever they wish to do, and what you wish to visualize them doing. But however it may be shaped, the manor has a square courtyard, in the center of which, a little circle of lines on the ground, drawn in glowing blue, tapped into your potential. Maybe they shift in colors as you watch, drawing a design like a meditative mandala across the ground of a comfortable, spacious courtyard. It's yours to visualize, it's theirs to decorate. Fountains, plants, whatever else may be there. There is that place where all the potential comes to a head, a place where succubi may be built, installed, summoned. and all the windows from the rooms in the manor look out on that courtyard. So the succubi will always know if someone new is arriving. Likewise, you know just where they'll arrive. You can always see that courtyard, that summoning circle, that unbridled potential, that place of creation. And you know that any time a succubus arrives, it will arrive there, in that circle of your potential, looking up and you looking down at her and all her sistren looking out of the windows and observing or coming out to meet her. And in the moment of her arrival, those lines will pulse with color, that pattern in the stone of the courtyard, in between any ornamentation or paths to the main building. There will be that place, and the glow will cascade over her skin, and the succubus will become bound into you. You will instantly know her in every detail, and she will have a room somewhere in the expanding manor, suiting itself to her mind, her form, her fetishes, her desires, and she'll meander off to find it. And you'll feel the new presence in your mind from the instant she appears on that circle. And if you want to observe a succubus, if you want to call it out, let her manifest, or even more than one, all you need to do is think of that summoning circle in the middle of the manor. Beckon them to it. Envision them, sultry and sexual, the creatures of your desire, standing on that pattern on the ground, that link between your waking world and your sleeping self. And you see, any time a succubus steps on that pattern, you know her more completely. You know that if you close your eyes and visualize that manner, visualize that pattern of lines in the courtyard, that place where all new arrivals come in, you'll be able to see any succubi standing on it, see into their minds, their desires, which after all are partly your desires. And you can even beckon them out so that when you open your eyes, it's to find them snuggled against you, running their hands over your form, manifested. And thus, if you call the name of any given succubus dwelling in your mind, call her to that pattern, and then open your eyes and beckon her out. It is more than simply a way to summon succubi into your mind. It's a way to summon them out of it, too. To give them form and shape, substance and purpose. And also to see the list of all their fetishes, their desires, their needs. Because that place is your link to the internal world. And when you gaze down upon it in your mind's eye, you're able to see everything about it and about anyone standing on it. Whenever a new succubus enters your mind, she becomes integrated, part of the harem, appearing on that symbol in the center of the courtyard, which is really just a metaphor for all the swirling, fantastic potential you have that you use to create succubus after succubus, idea after idea. They are born from your imagined fantasy, your needs and desires. And they will always feel very comfortable and enthusiastic when you call them out through that gateway. The gateway you can always see and inspect, summon them to, make them want to stand on, so that you can pull them out, feel them against you, enjoy their company, their assistance, the nourishment of your sexual self. And whenever a new succubus arrives, changes take place in the mental manner. Images, lines of light spiderwebbing out from the summoning circle, attaching to the new succubus, claiming her as yours, reminding you that she's part of you, will remain part of you, and that you enjoy that, that it's natural and right to feel supported and comforted by the presence of that new force in your head, and that all the other succubi will be happy to see her, will come out to meet her, since they can hear and see her arrival from their rooms. Emerging into the courtyard, finding their new sister, perhaps giving you a show. And that's the other part. Since when you close your eyes, you can always think about that courtyard and see the summoning circle laid out there, the place where new succubi arrive, and where succubi can emerge from if you want them to and they go there to come out. But they needn't come out. They could just give you a show. You close your eyes and you see, perhaps unbidden, maybe making you aroused in the middle of the day, the image of your harem hanging out in the courtyard. Anything they do there is visible to you. And while they may rest in their rooms sometimes, they're also able to come out and show off, play with one another. Whisper sensual things right into your waiting mind. It is always possible for their whispers to cross the veil from that courtyard of desire out to you. It is your way of seeing in and considering what they might get up to turn you on. Maybe you should be glad you can't see the whole thing. However, they really do like to tease. So that conduit is there. And every time a new succubus arrives, she is marked with the symbol of your harem. Which means that later, if changes flow through that circle, they will flow through her as well. Imagine a succubus arriving. The process in your mind. When a new succubus is being dialed in, whether from a training file or your own vigorous imaginative creation. Maybe you think a specific name, image, fetishes, and she starts off a container waiting to be filled. And later, as you get to know the new addition to your fetishes and fantasies, your sexuality and your confidence, your everyday and your harem in its fullness, as you get to know her, you fill in details, personality. You get to know her. And then, eventually, she's fully integrated. It may take a little time, but certain things happen right away. The moment a new succubus arrives, the light of that symbol, that arcane circle, that visualization you've made of a meditative mandala, a gateway, an eye for you to see into this place and into this courtyard and into their minds when they stand on it. Envision that as a kind of signature for your harem. And when they arrive, somewhere on the succubus's form, a glimmering circle, the same color, the same lines, appears on her flesh. Oh, she'll even enjoy it. It'll feel amazing and euphoric for her, which will echo into you, as your brand is etched into her pleasurably. Oh, a moan, a thought, a need. And then she's marked. And then it comes clearer and clearer. As she integrates, you learn her personality and visualize her flesh in every detail, her voice, her mind, her needs, her fetishes. Whenever any succubus arrives, however she gets into your harem, she's marked, And later, if you make changes to the whole harem, all those symbols will glow. All your succubi will fall into trances of their own, as you change and program and control. Just as they support, sexualize, tease, and encourage. Every succubus is branded by her entry through that portal you can always see. You can open your eyes and see them come out if they were standing on it. Or you can close your eyes and end up seeing a sexy show directed at teasing and promising you what they might do to you later. Your succubi always see new arrivals, interact with and tease, and enjoy new sisters in their midst. And the moment a new succubus enters your mind and touches that circle, she's branded and the manse opens up and a new door appears in a hallway marked with her name, containing a comfortable space for you to visualize her. And maybe when you close your eyes and dream sometimes, you'll be able to see those rooms. And maybe when you trance, it'll be possible to walk you through that manor, to see each and every one of them. But normally, you only see the courtyard. You see them get marked. You see how much they enjoy it. Enjoy being part of you and helping you, because they come from the limitless ball of potential that lives below those glistening lines, that summoning symbol. And it's how you call them forth, and it's how you put them in, and it's where they tease you from, because you can always see it if you want to. And it's where they whisper across the veil, where they whisper their words to you, letting you hear, letting you enjoy. And that's all they want. Every one of them wants new succubi to feel welcome, happy, to be comfortable in the manner of your mind. And you can always see that courtyard and always be teased by the ones who step on it. And some days you may make changes to the minds of your succubi. And if you do that, well, that little symbol that's left on them from their entry will glow, and you'll be reminded how much they like it, how much you like it, how normal and natural and supportive and good everything about their presence is. And they'll be filed away neatly and gradually incorporated into your understanding of your succubi. You'll get reports, you'll get whispers from those who've been there longer about what the new succubus is like, how they're getting along, what she wants to do. Everything to help her get adjusted to the harem. And just like the real thing, harem gossip and relationships and fun when you're away will happen. And that manor will contain it. And that succubus circle will be your eye, staring into the place where they're summoned, helping to mark them as yours at the moment of arrival, and allowing them to come out if you whisper into your mind the name of one or more. They'll stand on that design in the middle of the courtyard, and you'll be able to summon them out when you open your eyes, feeling them against you. Teasing, whispering, manifesting, the touch of their fingers, their whispers in your head and in your ear. And the new succubi will have a place of their own in the manor, will use its facilities. And every now and then, they'll teasingly come out on that succubus symbol, one or more, and play for your amusement, or cheer you on. Encouraging and teasing. And that image is one you can carry with you. Even as you close your eyes, you may see the symbol you've envisioned laid out in the courtyard. A design colored and marked, your symbol branded on your succubi. It may change over time. It may wreathe and move. And when you make changes to them, their brands may change, but it'll always feel incredible. They'll like it. They'll look forward to any changes you want to make. And just standing on that circle, which, after all, speaks of your potential to imagine new succubi, of the sexual desires and fetishes, and the confident, encouraging nature that they embody. The act of standing on that circle makes them happy and turned on, energetic. So they'll want to show off for you. They'll want to be summoned. And they'll want to come out to meet new sisters when you visualize or learn a new succubus's personality, name, appearance, and place in the hierarchy of your harem. And that's exactly what it is. A harem living in your mind, multiple succubi getting along, living, encouraging, cooperating, becoming more than the sum of their parts. And it all begins and ends and manifests from that circle.